This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I remember last night when people were meeting me, they were coming to me and they were saying Eid Mubarak, and I was thinking to myself, are you saying Mubarak or Eid Mubarak? That we have finished the Quran. So some of the brothers were asking that is tomorrow Eid or not. So as we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made this matter very clear to us. صوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا ثلاثين. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you begin Ramadan by sighting the moon, you finish Ramadan by sighting of the moon, and on the 29th day, if it is cloudy and you cannot see the moon for any reason, whether it has just been born or it's cloudy and you cannot sight the moon, then the Prophet alaihi wasallam says you complete 30 days. And then you celebrate the day of Eid. So when we, based on all the reports that have come from anywhere in the world so far, including overseas, South America, places in America, there has been no verified sightings of the moon. So therefore, we will have Salat Tarawih tonight, inshallah. And we will have one more day of fasting. Now, I was sitting down with some of the kids today, and they're like, oh, we've got to fast for one more day? So I was like, yes, you know, alhamdulillah, it's a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we fast for one more day. Wallahi, we don't realize that what is the benefit of fasting. We will truly understand that what is the reward behind every day of fasting only on the day of judgment, inshallah. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the full reward for everything we have done in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more and more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply everything that we have done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our du'as. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us every single thing that we have asked and every single good that we have may have not asked. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us every good that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ever asked for. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from every evil and harm that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ever sought protection from. So I just want to make this matter clear, inshallah. There's a brother of our community, Brother Kareem. He's making a request to please make du'a for his brother's mother-in-law. She's in intensive care in Frisco Hospital. Her name is Nazma Mahbub. So please make dua for her that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything easy for her, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her shifa, inshallah. So having said that, we'll go ahead and start with Salat Tarawih. Please, don't hold me to this later on, that how long will Salat Tarawih be? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how long Salat Tarawih will be. But we are going to pray a full 20 rak'ahs, inshallah. Oh, okay, so Ustaz has a khatira today, but we will have a full Tarawih today. We have witr and then Qiyam today. We will have Qiyam today, inshallah, again at 3 o'clock. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Khatiratul wida'a. Final khatira. Tayyib, and the final question also, inshallah. As usual, the questions are always very easy, right? Right, Salman? All right, today is a question for the brothers, inshallah ta'ala. By the way, before I start, I just want to say that I thought today people are going to say, Tarawih, fireworks, Tarawih. But alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, you made the right choice. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Tayyib, the question today is for the brothers, and There is a surah in the Quran that starts with tasbih and ends with takbir. Brother is the only one who knows all the questions. Same people always raise their hands, ya akhwan. Starts with tasbih and ends with takbir. Shuya dabit. Sabbaha lillahi. How does it end, ya habibi? Huh? Isra, how does it start? Subhana alladhi wa kabbirhu takbira. Takbir. So Surah Al-Isra starts with Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi and ends with wa kabbirhu takbira. So it starts with tasbih and ends with takbir. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Inshallah ta'ala, in this last khatira, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make this Ramadan our last Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us many Ramadans, inshallah ta'ala. Ameen. And accept from us. So I said to remind myself and remind my brothers and respected sisters with some of the etiquettes and the adab of the Eid. Since tomorrow there's, you know, no tasbih, some of the adab of the Eid, especially the Eid al-Fitr. Before I mention the adab, if you ask me what's the most important thing to do at the Eid, is what is the most important thing today at the day of Eid? Allahu Akbar. This guy is listening. Pray Fajr on time. All the rest of the stuff is sunan. But praying Fajr, if you pray Eid from now till the day of judgment, is not equal to 2 rak'ah of Fajr. A lot of people come and they have not prayed Fajr, and they pray the Salat al-Eid. Salat al-Fajr is way, way more important and heavier. It's a fard, it's an obligation. So we pray Fajr on time, and if you come to the masjid, it will be more rewarding for the brothers, inshallah ta'ala. After that, in Salat al-Eid, in Eid al-Fitr specifically, you break your fast before you come to the Eid with an odd number of dates. But if you break your fast with anything, is good, but the sunnah is odd number of dates. By the way, breaking the fast during the month with an odd number of dates, this is not, it's just breaking the fast with dates. That's the sunnah, but it could be odd or even. But the Eid Fitr in the morning is an odd number of dates. This is where it is odd number. So you eat before. The Eid al-Adha is different. You eat after you come back from the Salat. So you break your fast to officially say and declare that Ramadan is over. So you break your fast and you shower, ghusl. Ghusl is a sunnah of the Eid. You put some nice smelling cologne for the men, not the 99 cent one. Something smells good, some nice atar. And for the sister, please, my sister, stay away from the perfume. If a sister wears perfume and leave the house, she is committing a major sin. Make sure, sister, do not put perfume and go even to the masjid. You're not allowed to put perfume. And the hadith is very severe about the issue of putting perfume and leaving the house. And that applies all through the year, not only in Eid, all the time. Anything that makes the body give a nice smell, that does not mean do not shower and do not be clean. No, always be clean and shower. This is our deen, is to always be nice and neat and clean. But the perfume for the women is a temptation for men. And like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna al-'ayna la tazni." You are making the brother look at you, look where that smell is coming from, and that will make as if the brother committed zina with his eye. So please, my sister, stay away from the perfume any day of the year when you leave the house. In the house, you could put as much perfume as you want for your husband. So we put the perfume and we dress something clean, something nice, something beautiful. This is the Eid. We only have two Eid per year. You dress something nice and you come to the masjid and you bring the whole family. Even if the sisters are in their menses, they come, but they do not enter the musalla. But bring everybody, like the hadith said, bring all the people, all the family to the musalla of the Eid. And since the musalla of the Eid is in the masjid, then the people, the sisters with the menses, they do not enter, but they come, inshallah ta'ala, and they wait so you can celebrate with everybody the celebration of the Eid. On the way to the masjid, do not be quiet. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahil hamd. Let the car shake. Let the car shake. Oh, you and your kids, everybody in the car, let them make the takbirat of the Eid till you get to the masjid. Then you get to the masjid, inshallah ta'ala, you sit and you keep making takbirat. And then in Salat al-Eid, the Salat comes first and then the khutbah, right? You're going to see the Salat different. The first rak'ah, the Imam does seven takbirahs. And then in the second rak'ah, after he comes up to the second rak'ah, he makes five takbirah. We're all familiar with the Salat al-Eid. And then you sit down and listen attentively to the khutbah. And after that, it is a sunnah to congratulate each other by saying, تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah accept from us and from you. If you say, عيد مبارك كل عام أنتم بخير, it's all okay, inshallah ta'ala. After that, when you finish, inshallah ta'ala, the sunnah is to take a different route. You came from this side, Los Rios, you go back from the 14th Street. Just try to apply the sunnah, even if you go in a different way that you came. The intention is to implement the sunnah, is to go from a different route from the way you came to the masjid. Then visiting the relatives, visiting your relatives, your uncles, your cousins, make it a beautiful day that will unite the family. And please, 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 dedicate some time for the children, please. A lot of people have to catch up on their sleep, so they sleep the whole day of Eid. Sleep next weekend, ya akhi. Dedicate this day for our children. Even though go against whatever you want to do, dedicate, sacrifice this day for the children. Let them feel, let them look forward for the Eid. Buy them gifts, take them out. Let them feel the joy and the happiness of the Eid, please. We always tell them haram, 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 haram. Everything is haram. And when it comes to Eid, where is Baba? Sleeping. Okay, let's go sleep, yalla. No, Habibi. This is a time to have fun and enjoy, especially for our children. Did I forget anything? That's it, probably. This is most of the sunan of the Eid, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in iman. And then I want to finish with this dua. Yeah, probably one of the most important things we forgot. Make sure you give the fitrah before Salat al-Eid. After Salat al-Eid, it's not a fitrah anymore. Make sure the times of the salawat of the Eid will be 7, 8:30 and 10 o'clock. 7, 8:30 and 10 o'clock. I was going to say something. Yeah, please, this is my last message to you. Ibn Majah, in his Sunan, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مسلم يتوطن المساجد للصلاة أو للذكر إلا تبشبش الله له كما تتبشبش العائلة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no Muslim who constantly and frequently attend the masajid, whether it's for salat or to attend classes and dhikr. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so happy that he came. As much as a family that have not seen their loved one for such a long time and they are waiting for them to come back. Look at this. Allah is so happy when you keep frequenting the masajid. Please, ya akhwan, don't make this as the last night you attend the masjid. We all love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep visiting his house. Keep coming here and thanking him for all these blessings that he bestowed upon us. Please don't make this as the last time you come to the masjid. I will see you all tomorrow at Isha, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In regards to the fitrah, you do have to pay your fitrah, but I do want to make all of you aware that the masjid is not liable in any way to distribute that fitrah. We have been making repeated announcements since the beginning of Ramadan to pay your fitrah on time so that the brothers from the masjid can go and distribute the funds. So that deadline has come to an end. That was yesterday. So now if you do want to pay your fitrah, you do have to pay your fitrah, and you should be, but make sure you make your own separate accommodations to get that to someone who is a recipient of zakat. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان سنفرغ لكم أيها الثقلان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يرسل عليكما شواظ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين فإذا انشقت السماء فكانت وردة كالدهان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيومئذ لا يسأل عن ذنبه إنس ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ذواتا أفنان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما عينان تجريان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان متكئين على فرش بطائنها من استبرق وجنى الجنتين دان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مدهامتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما عينان نضاختان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما فاكهة ونخل ورمان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهن خيرات حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان حور مقصورات في الخيام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان متكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقري حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا فعصى فرعون الرسول فأخذناه أخذا وبيلا فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا السماء منفطر به كان وعده مفعولا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا، فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا، واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا، ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا. إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا. نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم، وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا. إن هذه تذكرة، فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا. وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله، إن الله كان عليما حكيما. يدخل من يشاء في رحمته، والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين